Okay, I'm here with Margie. Thanks for agreeing to have a chat today about your personal story of reinvention. The purpose of this is just to, you know, encourage other people through your own story of transition, perhaps have the courage to make a change. So, in saying that, what can I just ask? How old are you at the moment?
I'm 48.
48, so in the prime of your life. Tell me a little bit about what you're currently doing.
I am now living in New Zealand for almost 5 years and have started up my own business 4 years ago in designing and advising people what to wear, not to wear, and make their own, and make their clothes.
So you started that up when you were 44?
Yeah, here in New Zealand, but I already did it in Holland for 17 years before I moved.
Okay, all right. So tell me, what were you doing before you were doing the fashion design? And
I was working in a commercial environment at an insurance company for 7 years, first in sales and after that in marketing.
So you were, how old were you when you were in sales and marketing in those roles?
I started it up after finishing uni, and I was 27 then.
And you went towards those roles as opposed to fashion because?
Oh, because I was married to to a man who wanted to be self-employed also. And for me, it was easier to find a job and earn the money so he could start up.
Okay. So it was sort of a practical kind of, seemed like a practical career that you could.
And also because I had my MBA degree, I thought I have to work in that area.
So what changed then? And why did you leave that behind and suddenly pursue fashion?
Oh, because it has been my passion from age six on. Well, that's what was the age that I started to sew and be interested in making my own stuff. And during my student time, I made some dresses for a couple of friends. And after that, I started up making and designing wedding dresses. And
so just as a spare time, spare hobby kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely hobby thing. And I loved that much more even when I finished my studies. And worked in the commercial area, I realized that it was not really my thing.
Right.
And what really made me happy was just designing and making stuff for people and give them a good feel about it.
So what gave you, I mean, what prompted the decision to move more towards the fashion and leave behind the other, the sales marketing?
Well, two things. I got more and more people who wanted clothes, who wanted to have evening or wedding dresses because I was specialized in that, and that took up a lot of time. And the second thing was I was pregnant with my second child and thought two jobs full time is too much. I have to choose, and that wasn't easy. Easy one, because I just followed my passion.
So what gave you the confidence and courage to follow your passion?
Probably because my husband had his own business by then for a couple of years and was more settled down, and it was time for me to get rid of the negative energy of the commercial world and just use all my energy that was left after the kids and put that in something I really, really enjoyed, and that gave me energy instead of that cost me energy.
Just tell me a little bit about, because this is probably something people can relate to, the negative energy. Tell me a little bit how that was and how it was a catalyst for change.
Well, the negative energy just makes you tired and worns you out, and it's not really in my character. I'm a giver, so I easily lose energy, and I had to grow up a little bit to realize that, and then a little bit older even to be able to turn it around and just think, I love to give energy, but then to people and a product I love to put the energy into, and that will at the end give you energy back instead of just only giving in a product that you.
What was the product you were involved with?
Life insurance.
Oh, okay.
How interesting is that?
Yeah. So life was over by the
life
time.
Life was over, exactly. But my life insurance was just stopping it.
So, what advice would you give to other people contemplating a change?
Just be honest and follow your heart and have the courage to do it, because it will always pay off. If you really believe in it, it will happen.
Mm-hmm. If you were making a change again, what would you do the same or do differently?
Well, I made another change by moving, moving to New Zealand and just through my whole life over again.
So you do the whole like reinvent your life over again. You've done that twice in your career.
And also picking up the whole family, take the kids out of their comfort zone, and just jump in.
Can't have been easy.
No, it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
It was a real struggle to make the decision to leave the family behind. That was the hardest part of it. And I decided not to work for a year and to see if I wanted to do something else, maybe in fashion, and ended up realizing after a year that it was just my thing to design on the person and not making collections or go into retail or...
So you had a gap year, did you?
Yep.
So tell me about that, because a lot of people say, oh, I can't, you know, take time out, or it's wasteful, or...
It isn't wasteful at all. I needed that because my priority at that time was not myself, but was just the kids to settle in, and all of us, all five of us, to be happy, and to be sure that the move that we made to New Zealand and leaving everything behind, all the security and stuff, was a good decision, and I knew that that would take up a lot of energy and also a lot of effort from the kids and us to take care of each other and to settle in and be happy.
So it sounds like that's a bit of you sort of forecasting where the stresses were going to be and making room for balance.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to have it all, prioritizing.
Absolutely.
Forsaking having your dream.
No, exactly. Yeah. And also... I realized while working in Holland with my own business, I really worked really, really hard, about 70 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that with raising three kids was just asking too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that my priority couldn't be the kids if I was also working, because I'm always working with deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so dedicated that I prioritize wrongly in situations like that, because my work is then more important than the kids, and I didn't want that.
Right, so it's about first things first, and then less is more.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, doing it in a way that allows you to have the best of everything.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and also just it's good to make up the balance after a couple of years being in the same kind of business, if that is still your passion.
Mm-hmm. So five things that represent your old life, you know, the sales and the life insurance and and the negativity, the five things that represent that old life.
Big group of friends, family, a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Not always negative stress, but a lot of stress. Lovely, lovely house. Happy family.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of creativity.
Mm-hmm. So the new life, it sounds like there are a lot of, it's not always about living.
why leaving?
Yeah.
It's never,
like a lot of stress.
It's never good to leave in... because of negativity.
Right. Okay.
It's better to
tell me,
because you never can run away from stuff in life that makes it hard for you, because there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you I think you never have to hide or try to hide for it or run away from it, because it will catch up with you.
Mm. Yeah, that's good advice. So you're pretty much saying you move towards, you recognize all the things that you're grateful for in your life, but you move towards something else.
Yep. Yeah, because there was something lacking, and that was because we didn't want our kids to grow up in an environment the way Holland was at that time, and still is, quite, how do you say that, quite, incredibly overcrowded, and overcrowding makes people aggressive and hostile and egocentric, and I didn't want the kids to grow up in an environment like that, because I could already see in my oldest daughter, who was 12 by then, that she was already really offending and judgmental, and I didn't want that, especially not because we are Dutch and Dutch people already have that in their culture. I didn't want to encourage that.
No. So the five things that represent your new life.
Beauty of New Zealand. New creativity. New people. Reinventing my own family.
Mm-hmm.
just being with the five of us without a distraction of the family and all the people who want stuff from you, and you know, that's really great. Probably lose that after 20 years in New Zealand, but okay.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
enjoying that.
Yeah.
And also difference in culture, realizing what your own culture is and what the new culture brings to
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, really interesting to see how that is sometimes a struggle and sometimes a bonus.
So what's the New Zealand culture brought to you? More of a love of colour.
Yeah, because it was so natural for me to have all the colour around me.
Yeah.
And suddenly I come to a black, almost depressive kind of environment. Yeah,
yeah,
environment. And although the whole natural environment is so happy here, so much mm-hmm. more green and beautiful, blue sky, sunny,
mm-hmm.
Then it's back in Holland, because
mm-hmm.
most of the time it's more grey, it's damp, it's
mm-hmm.
You know, not as crispy and lovely, beautiful, really yummy greens.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the question?
I think that was just the five things. And just as we end this interview, just any parting words of wisdom for someone just on the brink of perhaps making a change who can relate to the whole, you know, got family to care for and family needs and husband's needs.
Oh yeah, you always have your responsibilities, but just making a step like that, if you just think it over and follow your heart and your passion, if you have a passion, because that's a bonus to have in life, and follow your heart, you must be courageous, but it will pay off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's life is not about money and all the security,
mm-hmm.
because if you dare to do a step into the insecurity,
mm-hmm.
that will pay off, and not always in the money.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a struggle and will stay a struggle most
mm-hmm.
of the time,
mm-hmm.
but it's not important in life.
Mm.
It's just about happiness, and because it's much more healthy than all the stress.
Perfect. Thank you very much.